Atlanta Places. What's going on around us, the places, the people, and the experience. Michael Bull is a commercial real estate expert. He has helped guide the success of companies and investors in Atlanta for 30 years. April Phelan is a true Georgia peach. She has her finger on the pulse of what's fun around Atlanta. Join Michael and April as they open doors to the best places around Atlanta to live, work, dine, shop, and play.
Hello, Atlanta. I'm Michael Bull.
I'm April Phelan. Welcome to Atlanta Places TV.
Atlanta Places TV. So we want to be your source for happening places and things to do. And our tagline on the show is best places around Atlanta to live, work, dine, shop, and play. And one of the places you get all of that are in mixed-use developments around Atlanta. And you're probably familiar with a lot of these. You know, it's great because you can live there, you can work there, you can shop, you can dine. Hopefully there's also an experience. Now, some mixed-use developments might just have, say, retail and apartments, but some have everything. And one of those is Avalon. Now, Avalon is about, 20 miles north of Atlanta, up Georgia 400 at exit 10. And they literally do have everything from an experience they have hotel there, conference center, shopping, events, dining. You can walk around with your favorite beverage in your hand. So it's a pretty incredible place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. It seems to have really set the bar, too. It seems to be the new standard for all mixed-use developments going up, not just in Atlanta, but it seems nationwide from who you were talking to.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to John Beasley with Wakefield Beasley, who helped design Avalon. And there's people from all over the world that are coming and checking out Avalon and the success. And one of the ways you can gauge the success there is when you're there, it's exciting, but also from the rates. So if you look at the prices for homes, the rents they're getting for the apartments, even the rates they're getting for retail and things, it is way over what they get in that entire market, you know, of Alpharetta. So you're going to pay more to live there, work there, than you are anywhere in that market area. So it's pretty spectacular. They're getting rents like you'd see in Buckhead and Midtown.
Yeah, and you never have to leave. We got to talk to Tammy and Kevin, and they have been labeled, their residents there, and they've been labeled as the mayor of the Avalon. And I just love them. I think Tammy said at one point, the only thing the Avalon is lacking is a nail salon. And so hopefully they're going to implement that pretty soon.
Yeah, they probably fought that because they didn't want to be like a normal retail place, right? And you know, I love the events and the feel. I like the background music, you know, with Frank Sinatra playing in the background and stuff.
You feel so classy when you're up there.
Yeah.
You know, you have your drink, you're chilling with Frank. It's awesome.
Yeah, even me, I even felt classy.
Well, that's saying something. Avalon has done its job. That's awesome.
And so you got the opportunity to talk to the mayor and Miss Mayor, right?
I did. They are a hoot. And they were exploring Avalon far before it was even in existence. They went up there with hard hats and they said, yeah, we're going to live here. They sold their car. So they're down to just one car now. And they love it up there. Tammy says she'll never leave.
Well, let's check it out.
Guys, you all have a really cool story because you have been given the nickname as the mayor here because you were the very first resident. That's super cool. So tell me how it's been just watching this whole thing blossom and flourish around you.
It's been fantastic. We saw it from the ground up. In fact, we actually saw it on the internet. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We saw the flyover and what it was going to kind of look like, and we became empty nesters and decided, well, let's go a little bit further north Atlanta. And Tammy said, I'm not going that far north in Atlanta, whatever. And we decided that let's take a look at the project and see. Came up here, did a hard hat tour, and we were sold day one.
So you actually made that decision that day. You came for the tour and you were sold. That's awesome. That is awesome. So tell me a little bit about this. This is really cool because you can shop, eat, all of that here. So do you ever leave?
Well, we do off-campus field trips sometimes. I guess we have to from time to time. It, you know, just to kind of keep the rest of the economy going around here.
Right.
But no, it's been really interesting. In fact, we had two cars. We actually sold one of them because we didn't need to.
Yeah.
I work from home, and it made it a lot easier to do that. But you know, we can exercise here. We have restaurants here, and they call it the Disney World for adults here, I guess, more than anything. And some of the other annual events that we've had also. We just finished the Kentucky Derby party. They've done that 2 years in a row, and they set the plaza up. We had a nice VIP section here, and then there was another whole section with the band they brought in, watched the big screen TV with the race. They've got the Luck of Avalon, which is St. Patrick's Day. They've got at Christmas time, they bring in the ice skating rink here. So they turned this whole plaza into an ice skating rink.
Beautiful.
For about 3 months, and have an annual Christmas tree lighting
a
ceremony and do that. And
Last year they started the Noon Tonight. They had professional models, and then they had...
Did you jump up there, Tammy?
I was asked to, and I did.
Yes, nice!
I am not a professional model by any means. But it was so much fun, and they raised so much money for Burt's Big Adventure. So I was very happy to participate in that.
You guys seem so happy, and it's just been so cool getting to see y'all's glimpse of things because you were the first here. So thank you so much, Mayor and Mrs. Mayor, for sharing your experience with us.
Welcome.
It has been awesome.
What a great couple. It was really a treat getting to meet them and just to hear about their experience at Avalon. You know, I live in a mixed-use development, and I love being right next door to my favorite ice cream place, which is Jenny's Ice Cream. If you haven't been there, it's amazing. We should do a whole segment on that alone. The downside of my mixed-use development is you can't walk around with open container.
Oh.
So I've got to chill at my house with it and then walk around, but that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I agree. That makes it pretty fun. Be sure to check out AtlantaPlacesTV.com and you can see the full video interview. Well, stay tuned. We're going to check out a men's clothing store called Peter Millar and a cool place to get a workout called Flywheel, and they're both at Avalon. Stay with us. This is Atlanta Places TV. We'll be right back. Being in the right place is important for any business. Hello, I'm Michael Bull with Bull Realty here in Atlanta. If you have available space or need the right location for your business, contact the professionals at Bull Realty. We've been proudly serving Atlanta commercial real estate needs for 20 years. For custom asset and occupancy solutions, contact Bull Realty at bullrealty.com or call 404-876-1640. Welcome back to Atlanta Places TV. I'm Michael Bull with April Phelan. We are your source for happening places and things to do around Atlanta. And one of the things that we got to do was have fun. It was go to a men's clothing store called Peter Millar. And it's not just a golf store, is it?
No. And one downside about Peter Millar is they don't make women's clothes. I went in there and it was like, it's literally so much color. It's everything April would want. And then there's nothing for me. But there was lots for you.
Yeah. And I did a little fashion show there,
you
right?
You did.
So I bought some slacks and jackets. And I've been out and about with those and really gotten some great compliments.
Yeah. I mean, they spiced up your wardrobe. It looked good. You did not come out empty-handed. That is for sure.
And it's kind of fun when you walk in there. Say, Michael, would you like a Stella?
Yeah.
I'll take
right
one.
Right off the bat. They know how to get people to buy some Peter Millar, don't they?
They do. And then you had an opportunity to sit down with Tanya, right?
Yeah. Tanya's the manager. She's awesome. And it was really cool to hear everything that she has going on, especially with this location. So let's check it out. We're here at Peter Millar. It's beautiful, beautiful men's clothing. So this is the lovely Tanya. She is the manager for Peter Millar. So
yes.
Tanya, tell me a little bit about, I know you guys are pigeonholed a lot of time. It's just a golf brand. So tell me about, I know it's so much more than that.
Yeah, Peter Millar is a true lifestyle brand. We have everything, of course, from golf, but we also do swim. We do everything from made-to-measure suits, ties, pocket squares. So we're really a lifestyle. You can even come to us for shoes and socks. So
nice.
It's just, I think a lot of people think of us as golf, and mm-hmm. we have a big presence in that industry, but we're really a lot more than that.
Yeah. Tell me about the experience that men can expect to feel when they come in here.
So I think, you know, Avalon in general has mm-hmm. this like really open, like cool concept. You can walk around with beers and
yeah.
hang out from store to store. So I think when people walk in, it's like a whole experience of, you know, a chill atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then you can like hang out, you can shop around.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's
That's
good.
Helpful too, because, you know, shopping can stress men out a little bit. It's not really their forte for the most part.
Uh-huh.
So I love that you guys take such good care of them. And y'all even have tailors that come in store, right?
So we actually have a master tailor who's here Monday through Friday.
Wow.
So he can do any fittings, any, you know, made to measure suits. So we have all that right here in the store,
yeah.
which is great.
Well, I don't usually like to shop, but I did enjoy shopping at Peter Millar. The selection there is great. Another fun place at Avalon is an indoor cycling place called Flywheel. And April did a workout there. Check this out.
Katie is an instructor as well as the regional manager. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about Flywheel. This place is exciting.
It is exciting. So it is an inclusive, authentic, empowering boutique fitness studio. We offer indoor cycling classes as well as bar classes.
Awesome. So I already got a present as soon as I walked in the door. I love these awesome shoes. What makes them cool? Why do I need these? You give these to everybody who walks in here?
So these are indoor cycling shoes. Yes, everyone gets a pair as long as you create an account and specify your shoe size. They'll be waiting in your cubby when you walk in the door.
Cool.
They clip into our pedals, which we can take a closer look at when we walk inside the stadium.
Awesome. We're excited. I think we should go check it out.
I think we should.
All right, so I can't help but notice, I'm just going to be realistic, that your arms are pretty jacked. So tell me about the type of workout I can expect from this, because you're an instructor, you do this all the time, and it seems like you've got like a pretty nice full body package going on here.
Well, thank you. So Flywheel is an amazing form of cardio that offers essentially zero impact. We also have two arm bars on either side of your wheel.
I'm just going to pull them
out. So we have a 4-pound and a 2-pound, obviously totaling 6 pounds when you hold them together. Yeah. Do not be fooled. This arm workout is serious.
Nice.
So we do everything from bicep curls here.
Okay.
You can bring it up here, out, in, out, in, right? So you hold it out, you can flip your grip, you can pull it in, push out, chest presses. We could do some overhead presses here, pushing up. And back down, up and back down. If you hold it up here, you can move your hands in a little bit closer. We can do some triceps.
Oh, yeah.
Squeezing at the top. Yes.
I can tell my hair would not last a workout like
so
this.
So we do this for an entire song, which averages about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So during the 45-minute class, if you opt for a 45-minute class, or during the 60-minute class, if you opt for one of our hour classes, one whole song is dedicated to an arm workout.
Flywheel was pretty entertaining. You know, Michael, at first I was worried that it would just be for my legs, and I was worried that I wasn't going to get an upper body workout. A lot of times I've done so many different workouts, from yoga to Pure Barre to CrossFit. I really love spicing it up and trying new things, but Flywheel really surprised me. I've had, you know, so many people talk about it, but I've never just been in there. And if you noticed, this is one of the videos you really have to go check out on Atlanta Places TV, because Katie is ripped.
Yeah.
And she trains there every day. And I know so many of my friends who do that are really jacked, like even from the like waist up, their arms look good. And I'm like, well, where's your arm workout? But I love that little 6-pound bar that Katie shows me in the video.
Yeah.
It does so much. I mean, you'd be really surprised that pulling 6 pounds. I really want to go on one of their theme nights. I hope they do like a Britney Spears theme night. I think that would be my dream.
Well, now every man in Atlanta is going to go to Atlanta Places TV. You got to go see this. Well, stay tuned. You know, you can actually do a stunt driving experience in near Atlanta. Well, stay tuned. We'll have that next for you. This is Atlanta Places TV. Stay with us. Would you like your place of business advertised on Atlanta Places TV, on the radio show, on the podcast, on YouTube, on the show website, and on the show's social media? People in Atlanta are listening and watching Atlanta Places TV to discover the best places around Atlanta to live, work, dine, shop, and play. Is your business one of the best? Click the tab Advertise at AtlantaPlacesTV.com. That's Advertise at AtlantaPlacesTV.com. Welcome back to Atlanta Places TV. I'm Michael Bull here with April Phelan, and we want to be your source for happening places and things to do. And speaking of happening places and things to do, we recently visited Atlanta Motorsports Park, and their tagline is a driver's haven. And this place really is a driver's haven. You can drive a race car, you can drive 60-mile-an-hour go-karts, and you can have a stunt driving experience. Check this out.
So tell me about the school. You have a professional driver school, right? So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we train stunt drivers, law enforcement, military, government agencies. We came up here for the stunt driving up here to hopefully that we can help some of the guys, because a lot of film bins come to Atlanta for good reasons, a good place to come. So a lot of people are coming here, and hopefully we can be a part of it.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about who the school appeals to besides stunt drivers. Are you mainly focusing on the film industry of things?
for the other one, stunt driving side. But we also have the stunt driving experience, so anybody can come, and I think it's a couple hours or whatever, and they get to do a few spins and turns, and we'll add them into a little already made commercial so they can show it to their friends and all that. But they'll actually do the maneuvers, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. So you train them while they're here?
A little bit, yeah. Not to the extent that these guys go through, but right. Absolutely.
So, Bobby, tell me a little bit about your background. That's what I really want to know, too. You're a cool, interesting character, lots of humor. So tell me a little bit about where you come from and what your story is to get you here.
Originally Oklahoma, the only two things I've ever been interested in is airplanes and cars. And so I started real young. I worked as a line boy to start airplanes and fuel them and all that. And by the time I went to get my private license, I had 400 hours flying time.
Wow.
So I exchanged the work for flying. And cars, I'd build them, get them running, and then my dad would sell them, and I wouldn't get a dime, but I could go buy another car from mowing yards and get it going. And then it got to where I'd see an article in a magazine, whether it be two-wheel driving or spin or turn, I taught myself.
Wow.
So saved up money, and then I was allowed to ride a bus from Oklahoma to California to go to A school. I got there and looked at it. I thought maybe they were just starting. Long story short, the guy came to the fence, asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm watching. He says, what do you think? And I said, it's okay. He said, yeah, they're graduating today. And then he said, what do you think?
Mm.
And I said, honestly, I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck, but I'm sure it came out that way. I can do what they're doing backwards faster than they can forward.
Please tell me he asked you to prove it.
He did. And they offered me a job.
Wow, right on the spot.
I didn't take it. I got on the bus and went back home. So just one thing to let another. So between the racing and then some of the local sponsor we get was racing. They'd have us do a car commercial. And there's one I did a reverse 180 through a showroom floor with eight new Corvettes sitting in there with only a couple feet clearance. And that would get me another one. And so it started it. And then Paul Baxley got me my card on Dukes of Hazzard, even though I didn't do anything there. It got me my SAG card,
wow.
So I got in the business.
So what kind of cars are you teaching on, and why are you teaching on these ones?
These are Ford Escorts, okay. The ZX2s. We bought them new in 99 and 2000, and they have done over 500,000 spins and turns each.
Wow. They put some work in.
And they take it. We haven't replaced hardly any of the suspension. We've had to replace one engine in every how many years that is, 15, 16 years. But we do replace transmissions every now because the student will mess up and shift at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Other than that, the cars have held up, and they still do what they need to do.
Yeah. So do you have any great stories from your students? Do you have a story that kind of just sticks out about kind of the heartbeat behind Bobby Orr Motorsports and all that?
Justin is one. There's others, but he drove down from Indiana. I think it was his first trip on his own when he was 18.
Wow.
Took the class, nailed it right out of the bat.
Yeah.
He just nailed it. Came back a couple more times, and I already knew the people at Disney. So I made a phone call because I knew they was going to do auditions and sent him up there.
Mm.
If you talk to him, he might tell you about the audition because I sort of tricked him into doing something silly.
Oh,
he did it, so they still know him. But at the same time, it's nice getting the emails from some of the government guys in the military from different parts of the world. Hey, I'm coming home because of what worked in the vehicle we were driving. That means an awful lot.
Well, Bobby, it is. I can tell how much heart that you have behind what you do, and so thank you so much for talking to us.
That is an awesome experience. And Atlanta Motorsports Park is located about an hour north of Atlanta, and it's in Dawsonville. And April, you had some fun riding in that car, didn't you?
What a character. I don't know what made me trust Bobby Orr, but I did. And I mean, he's awesome. He spins around me. This is a video also that you have to go check out because literally he's taking a Mustang. He's within, what, like 2 centimeters of my legs while he's spinning around me. We're on a truck on 2 wheels. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a very good driver. And it's a pretty cool video to see. That's at AtlantaPlacesTV.com.
You know, I'm not in the stunt driving industry, but I have a lot of friends who are, and especially here in Atlanta, being the Yollywood of the South. But I have told them that I did an interview with Bobby Orr, and their mouths just hit the floor. I mean, he's really renowned in this field. As far as, especially on the East Coast, they said they were just in shock and, you know, thought I was the bee's knees to get to ride with him. But he's been in things like Gone in 60 Seconds. He's in Liar Liar. He's done Being John Malkovich. He's really, really renowned in this.
Yeah, and if you want to be a stunt driver, hey, it's a place to go. But if also if you just want to have an experience, you can go online and you can sign up and have a heck of an experience. Because did you have fun riding that truck in two wheels?
Yeah, I definitely, it was an experience. Let's just say that.
All right, well, thanks for joining us here on the radio station and on the podcast and the show website. We appreciate you being with us. And be sure to check us out next week. We'll have some more fun places to go. We'll be the source for happening places and things to do for you. This is Atlanta Places TV.